you live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip, it's golf and other four-letter words. And now your host, you've heard him on ESPN, Fox Sports, and Sirius XM Radio, Mr. Dennis Silvers.
Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. As previously introduced, I'm your host, Dennis Silvers, hoping that you're going to hang with us for the next 30 minutes because we have just a fabulous, fabulous show in store for you in a lot of ways. Let me quickly introduce our special guest for tonight. He's well-known to a lot of golfers here locally in Southern Nevada, helped a lot of golfers and other types of athletes here in Southern Nevada, Dr. Kevin Roby. Doc?
Hey, thanks, Dennis.
Give it up for Dr. Roby.
Thank you. Thanks, Dennis.
Kevin, let me ask you, are you an OBGYN? Are you a cardiologist? I mean, what kind of doctor are you exactly?
Well, I'm a PhD. I'm a psychologist.
Okay.
And sometimes...
So you're a smart guy.
Well, you kind of got to be.
Okay.
But sometimes you kind of got to do the work of a proctologist to help some of the golfers.
Oh, that's interesting. All right.
That's right. You got to make sure that they got all their parts in the right place.
Okay. All right. Now, you obviously, we're going to talk about your work with golfers, but you also work with another genre. I have no idea what that word means, but I love it. Another genre of athletes such as...
I work with a variety of athletes, a number of gymnasts, professional baseball player, professional pool player, now working with a tennis player, worked with a long-distance runner.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of different sports.
Professional pool player, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, they used to have this international pool tour.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's still going on.
I don't know.
But yeah, he was one of the guys that qualified for it. It was a pretty select group of people that were playing in this worldwide tournament.
That's very, very interesting. Well, we're going to be getting in depth with Dr. Roby a little bit later about just the kind of work he does with golfers. And again, maybe touch on some other athletes. We're going to give you his website. He's got a local practice here in Las Vegas in case you want to get a hold of him. So speaking about getting a hold of me, we've got a couple different ways to get a hold of me or Dr. Roby on the show tonight. You can always send us an email, as you guys have been very, very good in doing that. It's very simple, golf@vegasvideonetwork.com, golf@vegasvideonetwork.com. And for those of you that are more in the moment, we've got live chat, as you know, so you could shoot me a question, you could shoot the doctor a question, comments, thoughts, suggestions, anything. Simple, VegasVideoNetwork.com, VegasVideoNetwork.com. And do yourself a favor, while you're online, check out all of the other great shows that are seen exclusively right here on Vegas Video Network. Also, some good news. We have got a new way for you to get a hold of us. We've got a new toll-free line for you, 866-966-4599. It's on the screen for you, so write it down. Give us a call. Doesn't cost you a dime. That's another way they could get a hold of me or you. Also, something very, very exciting we alluded to over the last couple of weeks on the show. We've got a new strategic partner here on the Vegas Video Network called AM 1400 KSHP. What we're going to do starting this Friday night, we've got a feature that we're calling Friday Night Features. And what it is, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., KSHP, AM 1400 is going to re-air all of the shows on the radio. So, of course, that's just going to be the audio version. So in case you miss any of the shows here on the Vegas Video Network, go to AM 1400 KSHP, Friday night, 6 to 11. Friday night features, very, very cool. So we want to welcome them aboard as a new strategic partner. Always, Golfer's Guide. You go to the website, lasvegasgolfersguide.com. They're also a strategic partner with us, and I'm sure you're familiar with this publication. Largest one in the country. It's regionally done for golf courses and instruction articles all around the country, and they're kind enough to stream our show as well on their homepage. So thank you very much, Golfer's Guide, LasVegasGolfersGuide.com. All right, four-letter word for tonight is mind. Okay, let me tell you why it's mind. When you play golf, okay, you have to keep an open mind. Right, Doc?
Absolutely.
You have to keep an open mind. Our guest tonight, obviously, is an expert in the mind of the game when it comes to playing golf, okay? And then when you're on the golf course, you kind of have to mind your P's and Q's. And, of course, that gets into etiquette. And, of course, you're going to be out of your mind if you miss the show tonight, because it's going to be, by the way, I would love somebody to call in or email me. You know the old saying, you have to mind your P's and Q's?
Yeah.
How did they come up with the letter P and the letter Q? Why not mind your T and O's or your B and D's? Isn't that a great question?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm glad you didn't select some particular other letters, though.
So yeah,
good enough.
All right. But if somebody has the answer to that, please send me an email or call in. Live chat or our new 866 number, and let me know that. All right, time to get to our first segment for our new viewers. In case you don't know what that is, that's simply something we call Tournament Scorecard. All right, band's taking a break, so they're going to be back in a minute. All right, journeyman Harrison Frazier, who's going to be 40, Doc, in July next month, wins the St. Jude Classic in a playoff over Robert Carlson, who lost in a playoff last year.
Right.
But Harrison wins his first PGA Tour event like in something like 350 starts.
Right.
And, of course, he's playing on a major medical, and he got to the point, Doc, as you know, that if he didn't do anything through the major medical, has to win so much money, he was going to give up playing professional golf and get a job as he has kind of part-time already, staying in the golf industry, I think, putting together tournaments and so on and so forth. Let me tell you what this did for Harrison. On the money list, he moved from 172nd to 41st with $1.142 million. That'll make you feel a whole lot better.
Yep.
FedEx Cup points, he moved from 178th to 40th with 587 points, good for the end of the year. World ranking points, always important, went from Oblivion, went from the ether, number 583rd, moved all the way to 144. So obviously a big, big jump. A guy that's almost 40 years old, been out there for 15 years or whatever, gets his first win. Got to ask you, what's it do to him mentally?
To get that first win? What does that do
Absolutely.
To him?
What's this do to him mentally playing golf for the rest of the year? Well, he's safe for 2 years, obviously. But how's this give him a boost?
Yeah, well, certainly his confidence is going to skyrocket at this point now, and that's something that's going to be very, very helpful to him. But I think that, you know, I watched one of the interviews with him during the tournament, and he was talking about, you know, kind of keeping his head in the right place and not being too concerned about how anybody else is playing. And for a guy who was thinking about giving up the sport not too long ago, you know, he just really seemed to have a good attitude about what he was doing, what he needed to do during this particular tournament here, what he needed to focus on, and I think that he still had the confidence to actually be able to win. He may not have gone out and predicted that he was going to win, but I think that he had the confidence to do it. Especially, you take a look at his last hole in regulation there,
right,
where he pulled the approach shot into the water,
right,
and yet he was able to bounce back from that. You got to be tough to be able to do that.
Well, Doc, let me ask you. You always hear people say they get their first win. Boy, this is a big boost in confidence. You know, which it is to some degree, but I still argue the point. You still have to go out and perform physically.
Well, absolutely. But still, I mean, the confidence is a very, very important part of that. And obviously, you need to have the physical skills. You can have all the confidence in the world. If you don't have the physical skills, you're going to be in trouble. But you even before you ever get that first win, you want to have that very strong, powerful level of confidence.
Yeah.
And you do that by choosing how you think about things. Success causes confidence, no doubt. But confidence will lead to success.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. So congratulations to Harrison Frazier. And this guy coming out of college, you know, room with Justin Leonard, was touted to be a very, very good player. and obviously had not performed up to his expectations. And I think it was either last year or the year before, Doc, he was a low qualifier when he went back to Q school and just lit it up. Uh-huh. I mean, he was so deep under par, it was unbelievable. So hopefully this is going to be a real nice, I know it's going to be a nice 40th birthday present for him, and it will be the start of of a few more wins to come before he winds down his career. All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to step away, take a short break, a short station ID. But before that, Scott, what do you say we play the new promo that we're airing and KSHP AM 1400 is going to air on Friday Night Features? We'll hear that, we'll take a short station ID, and then we'll come back with our next segment.
Guess who's coming to AM 1400 KSHP? It's all the great shows from the Vegas Video Network. Join us beginning on Friday, June 17th from 6 to 10 p.m. to get the best insider news and expert views about entertainment and comedy, cocktails and fine dining, living in Las Vegas, the real estate market, golf, and sports betting. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com and KSHP.com for more information, and join us on Fridays from 6 to 10 p.m. for the Vegas Video Network Friday Night Features.
This is David Ivey from Pub Crawl. It's funny because this is David from. You should just leave it on. Hi, I'm David Ivey from Pub Crawl, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And scene.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. I'm your host, Dennis Silvers, along with my special guest tonight, Dr. Kevin Roby. Now a fun segment. Again, for our new viewers, you're going to get a kick out of this, one of my favorites. We call it Birdies or Bogeys. Doc, I'm going to give you a little bit of gossip or some rumors or some latest news that's going on tour. Want you to give me your slant on and tell me whether you think it's a birdie or a bogey.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Rumors starting to circulate that Tiger Woods may indeed need a knee transplant. And if so, Tiger may just give up the game entirely. What's your take?
Okay, well, I'm going to call that a bogey just because it would be bad news. Don't want to hear that. Don't want to think about that. Can't imagine that he would just give it up without giving the knee transplant or artificial knee a shot, but I certainly hope it doesn't come to that. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Well, obviously the problems he's having with his Achilles and with his knees, and, this is going to be something that's going to stay with him, obviously, and has stayed with him for a while, and if it gets to the point, some doctors are speculating where he's in enough pain and says, I don't want to play anymore in this kind of pain. He might have to have a knee transplant. And Tiger, if he's not playing the kind of golf that he wants to play, is capable of playing, he just may throw in the towel and say, I don't have my A game. I'll never have my A game anymore. And he may do it. So it's going to be interesting knowing Tiger Woods. He's the kind of guy that just may do that. All right, I see Scott already. We've got a chat question.
Yeah, do you think that all these physical problems with Tiger are happening because he's just not playing well? Is he creating these himself, or do you really think he's physically hurt?
Yeah, I think he's physically hurt. I think he's very, very physically hurt, and your emotional state certainly has an impact on how well you deal with injury and pain and so forth. So that's probably playing a role there too, but I don't think there's any doubt that he's seriously hurt.
Yeah, he's got to get healthy, and he's got to take the time to get over this stuff, to mend it, to do therapy or whatever. I mean, they're taking pictures of him walking around in a brace, but it's not that. You're right. As far as his game, he's got to get healthy. All right, 55-year-old Fred Funk, who qualified to play in the U.S. Open, starting tomorrow, by the way, which is great for Fred Funk, says that the game has been taken over by technology, evidenced by the fact that they're playing a 7,500-yard golf course. He says you've got to slow down the ball.
I'd say that's a bogey too.
I agree.
The technology is out there. It's available to everybody. If you have the body to you know utilize the technology properly, hey, good for you. And you know if you're struggling a bit, if you're not as healthy as you used to be, not as young as you used to be, you know it's going to be more difficult. But it's you know everything is available to everybody out there.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And I agree with you. Don't forget, you know, as I mentioned, Fred Funk, 55 years old, one of the shortest hitters on tour. Of course, he's going to have a few complaints. You know, I'm playing a 7,500-yard golf course, and I don't blame him. Doesn't mean you can't do it. Look, he won the tour championship a number of years ago, and that's not exactly a pitch and putt.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. And congratulations for making the cut, you know, making it
Absolutely.
Through qualifying. See if he can make the cut in the U.S. Open. All right, Doc, here's a case about being all about money. Okay, the season-ending tour championship is getting a new name. It's going to be known as the Tour Championship by Coca-Cola with a new logo that reflects a Coke bottle. What's your slant on that?
I don't have any problem with that. You know, I mean, if the tour is willing to do that, if it's going to bring more money into the tour, into the purses, if it's going to generate some additional interest in what's going on, I think it's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I agree with you. And, you know, with the economy of golf today, which is, you know, a little on the soft side, to say the least, Coca-Cola's been throwing a lot of money in this tournament for years. And if they're stepping up to the plate and giving them even more or extending the sponsorship, I don't have a problem with it either. They're paying for it, you know, they could pretty much do what they want because they're, you know, they're a huge part of the Atlanta area where this thing is held every year anyway. All right, on June 18th, which is a day after my birthday, by the way, it's all right, just you could send in cards, whatever. The day before the 2011 U.S. Open champion is crowned, President Obama and Speaker John Boehner are going to play golf together, sharing the same golf cart in the hopes of maybe hashing out a few policy differences. Get real. What do you think?
Oh, let's call that a birdie.
if that happens.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's give him a chance to sit on there, chair the cart, play the game of golf, yeah. Enjoy themselves, relax a little bit, and if nothing else, maybe, you know, get a little bit of warm and fuzzy feelings.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, Boehner's a fairly good golfer. You know, purportedly he's an 8 or 9 handicap, but he's a pretty good player. And President Obama, you know, sucks. He's a hack. He's a left-hander, doesn't mean any, but, you know, he just enjoys playing the game. So, yeah, it'd be nice for them to get together and see who buys the drinks.
Was that political commentary or was that about his golf game?
That was about his golf game. All right, that was Birdies and Bogeys. Well done, Doc. All right, now we go to a segment that's going to help you, hopefully. It's going to help me get better in our golf game, especially about thinking, you know, around the golf course and some of the things we need to do. And we call this little segment Handicap Helper. All right, welcome back. Golf and other four-letter words. I'm your host, Dennis Silvers, with our guest tonight, Dr. Kevin Roby. Don't forget to go, Vegas Golfer, Vegas Network. Vegas golfer. I don't know. That's why I have the doc on, because I'm just, you know, Vegas.
It's live TV.
VegasVideoNetwork.com. Go on there, live chat. Send us your questions for myself or primarily for the doctor, okay? That's why you need help. I've got this mental thing going on. All right. Doc Joanne says that even though she's been playing golf for a few years, she still gets intimidated when she gets paired with men.
You know, that's a pretty common thing. I mean, whether it's a woman getting paired up with men, whether it's an amateur getting paired up with a professional, it's easy to feel intimidated. The important thing here is to recognize that intimidation doesn't come from the other person that you're playing with. It comes from your own thoughts, your own feelings, your own insecurities. So if you recognize that you're the source of those feelings of intimidation, you can start to change that. I mean, talk to yourself in a more appropriate way. I mean, this guy, it doesn't matter what they think, you know, how good of a golfer they am.
Right.
I paid my greens fees.
Sure.
I'm not here to have a good time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's well said. And she's been playing apparently for a few years.
Yeah.
So it's not as if it's a first time thing. So, all right, good advice, Joanne. Norris wants help getting rid of all the swing thoughts he has when he's getting ready to hit a shot. That's a good one, because I've got the same problem, Norris.
Yeah, that's a real good question. And one of the things that I encourage golfers to do is to, when they're actually getting ready to hit the ball, is to not have any particular swing thoughts. Certainly no instruction about what to do. Go through a good pre-shot routine, set up a good mental and physical template for the shot that you want to hit. But when it's time to hit that ball, simply allow yourself to swing. No concerns about where the ball's going, no instruction, just allow yourself to hit the ball.
To hit it. All right, got a live chat question for you, Doc.
Yeah, any tips on how to block out the kibitzing you get from the people you're golfing with, if they're giving you some crap before you hit your shot? Any way to kind of block that out?
To block out the what? The
Okay. You know, you're playing with a bunch of friends and they're kind of needling you a little bit.
Yeah. What you want to do under those types of circumstances there is you want to remind yourself what's relevant for this particular shot here. What is my goal? What do I want to do? What do I want to accomplish? There's going to be, you can look for distractions all over the place. It can be your buddies talking. It can be the chains jingling in the pocket. It can be the mockingbird singing. You know, if you're going to choose to put your attention on those things, you're probably not going to hit a good shot. Choose to focus your attention where it needs to be on what's relevant for this shot.
Yeah, that's good advice. I know the guys I play with have a little habit to get out an air horn every once in a while. And I go, what'd you say? But good advice. Robert wants to know, Doctor, what's the difference? This is a good question, too. What's the difference between a swing thought and a swing trigger? Good question, Robert.
You know, I don't really know. Probably different people use those terms interchangeably.
I agree.
You know, when you're getting ready to hit that shot, there's nothing wrong. I like to encourage people to have one thought, and I like to use the word perfect, which means they've gone through a good pre-shot routine. They are ready to hit the shot. Everything that they've done is perfect. It's prepared them perfectly. So that's my swing cue, my swing thought, whatever it happens to swing trigger, you know, perfect. And then again, you allow yourself to simply hit the shot.
To hit it. Yeah, I think they are interchangeable. I agree with you, Dr. Swing trigger, swing thought. All we know is get rid of them before you take your backswing.
You don't want a whole lot of them.
Yeah, because I got like 30 in my head, you know. All right, this is a good one too. Andy, like so many people who play golf, has a fear about having to hit over water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, join the club, Andy. Any suggestions?
Well, you know, one of the things is you want to take a look at that fear. When you're standing over a shot, getting ready to hit a shot, and you're afraid of what might happen, right? That's where all of your attention is being drawn to. You're thinking about avoiding something in particular, the water. You never want to hit a shot where the idea is about avoiding something. You always want to be drawn towards something. You always want to be approaching something. Pick out an appropriate target. Think about sending the ball toward the target. Don't sit there and think about trying to avoid something.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and there's, and you've heard this a million times too, and I think it already kind of plants a bad thing in your head where people that will play a hole where they know they have to hit their shot, you know, over water to the green or something. We'll play that hole with an old ball. I'm sure you. But doesn't that immediately set you up really for a super negative? Because you're admitting that you're probably going to lose this ball into the water.
Yeah, well, I have this technique that I utilize when I've got a difficult shot like that. And this technique, it makes sure that I never have concerns about putting my ball in the water. And what the technique is that I go into the cart, I take one of my partner's balls and tee it up.
I like that. Very, very good. That's good. All right, Andy, there you go. Brian wants an exercise or a thought to help him relax more on the golf course because his anxiety is self-induced. Mm-hmm. You know, again, join the club, Brian.
Well, it'd be nice to talk with Brian and get a little bit better idea what he's talking about here. But one of the things that often happens in golf is that people, they try to maintain very high intense levels of concentration throughout the entire round. They start being concerned about what might happen, what might not happen, and so forth. And so a part of it is in between shots, you know, kind of getting away from golf or just joking with your buddies, talking about other things, just kind of letting it go. And then, you know, when you're getting ready to hit a shot, again, being fully committed to it, recognize you can't control the outcome, but, you know, stepping up to it, hitting it, whatever happens, happens.
Happens, yeah. It, you know, you'll say it is what it is. Finally, Peter is thinking about getting hypnosis to help his game. Good or bad idea? And by the way, are you into hypnosis?
No, I've used hypnosis in the past in a variety of different types of settings, some clinical, kind of used some with some athletes earlier. I don't think it's a good or bad thing. It can be very, very helpful for some people. It depends, you know, kind of upon your attitude toward it. Depends on the skill, the hypnotist. Some people find that it's very, very helpful. I personally don't utilize it.
Don't, yeah. I would wonder what would happen if you put somebody under and you sent him out to play golf that way. Has that ever been done?
Well, I think that probably what happens
any
is
studies on it, or
I don't know about
or
studies,
anything.
But I think the person, you know, kind of gets themselves into a trance state rather than, you know, somebody inducing it for them. And you know, hypnosis is really—it's simply a combination of intense focus and relaxation.
Yeah. And they say that it's kind of the zone, isn't it? When people are in the zone, it's almost kind of like a hypnotic type feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've all had that experience at some time or another. It may not have been on the golf course, but where we were so intently focused on what was going on that we lost track of what else was going on.
Because the only zone that I get close to is the ESPN zone right down, you know, on the strip here in Las Vegas. One more live chat question, Scott.
Yeah. Can you name a pro golfer who has gone and seen a sports psychologist and then got measurably better?
You know, I don't know that I can do that, but I'll tell you this, that many, many of the top golfers, and even those that aren't the top golfers, utilize sports psychologists. It is an additional tool in your bag. If you want to be the best golfer you can, you want to have specific sports mental skills training, it may make a small difference in your game or in your competition.
Yeah.
But especially when you're at that top level of competition, you want to give yourself every absolute advantage that you can. But if you look at Retief Goosen, Tiger Woods has worked with the sports psychologist, Justin Leonard, Padraig Harrington, almost all the top golfers
have. Absolutely. Why not? They, along with the nutritionists and, you know, the workout guys and everything, they have a whole thing. All right, we got this week coming up on the PGA Tour, a little tournament called the U.S. Open Championship. At Congressional Country Club, the Blue Course, and of course that's in Bethesda, Maryland. LPGA Tour is quiet, no event going on. Champions Tour, no event going on. Nationwide Tour, they've got the Preferred Health Systems Wichita Open, and that's in Kansas, of course. European Tour has the St. Omer Open, and that is in St. Omer, France, of course. So, but everybody's going to be glued on the U.S. Open, obviously. Doctor, real quickly, how can people get a hold of you? We want to put out your website address and any other information if they are having a problem and need some help.
Absolutely.
Like myself.
I'll be expecting a call.
and you'll be getting one, yeah.
The website is drkevinroby.com. That's drkevinroby.com. My phone number is 395-2170, area code 702. Check out the website. A lot of free information there, articles and the audios and so forth. If nothing else, a lot of good free information.
And I know you give a lot of seminars. Next one you're giving, when's that coming up?
I've got one coming up at UNLV. That'll be, I think it's October 8th. And just check the continuing education catalog. It should be out fairly soon.
And real quickly, last question. Does a person's personality have anything to do with how well they engage the mental part of the game?
Yes. Almost every client that I've ever worked with has found our collaboration to be successful. But there have been one or two people that, when they came into this, I don't think that they really were interested in finding out what they could do with this. They kind of had their mind made up about things. One guy that comes to mind years ago was very, very wealthy, talked about firing a number of coaches, mm-hmm. and I think he kind of came to me with the objective of firing me, which he did.
Wow, really? Interesting. And I won't fire you,
okay.
I promise.
All right, good.
All right, Doc, great job.
Hey, thanks, Dennis.
Great
Appreciate
job.
It.
You're welcome back anytime. Hope doctor's information helped all of you that sent your emails in. And don't forget our new toll-free number. Want to hear from you next week. And again, don't forget, Friday Night Features, AM 1400, KSHP. From 6 to 11 o'clock, you'll hear a re-air of all the shows right here on the Vegas Video Network. Until then, thanks for hanging with us, everybody. Fairways and Greens. We'll see you right back here next week, same place, same time, with another great show. So long, everybody.